From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries.
When I read the words twist, twirl across the page, when they settle, it is too late. The class has already moved on. I want to catch words one day. I want to hold them, then blow gently, watch them float right out of my hands.
Steve Bickmore, reading from Jacqueline Woodson's book, Brown Girl Dreaming, the main character there explaining her struggles to read. As a teacher of teachers at LSU, Steve is focused on getting teachers to expand reading lists to include more books like that that reflect their students' lives. And he'll be highlighting that at LSU's upcoming conference on the theme of African American cultures in young adult literature. Are you finding certain patterns, certain things that are or are not there in the reading lists that many of your students are coming up with?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because a lot of English teachers-to-be suffer from what I would call English majors disease. So they're the ones that loved English, and they love their English class, and they might be 10% of the students. They're forgetting that the other 90% aren't automatically in love with The Great Gatsby or The Sun Also Rises. So in Baton Rouge, a kid sitting in a class going, The Scarlet Letter really doesn't ring my bell. Romeo and Juliet are, you know, white spoiled kids from rich families in Verona. But if you read something by Co Booth, like Tyrell, then they're going to see characters that resemble the kids they go to school with, the kids that are in their neighborhood. And often, predominantly in this area, the teaching pool is still middle-class white women who often went to different schools than they find themselves teaching in. And they often don't have an immediate connection to the students. Many work very hard to build those connections and do an excellent job, but young adult literature is one of the bridges that helps them do that.
You brought some books with you that are written by some of the authors that are going to be at this conference that you're helping to organize that's going to be here in Baton Rouge next week?
Yeah, well, I just talked this morning to Kwame Alexander, who is the current winner of the Newbery Award. I asked him, what would you read if you were being interviewed by NPR, which he has been recently at a national level. And he said, read the second poem. So I'm going to read that. It's really short. Josh Bell is my name, but Filthy McNasty is my claim to fame. Folks call me that because my game's a claim, so downright dirty it'll put you to shame. My hair is long, my hide's tall. See, I'm the next Kevin Durant, LeBron, and Chris Paul. Remember the greats? My dad likes to gloat. I balled with Magic and the GOAT. But tricks are for kids, I reply. Don't need your pets, my game's so fly. My mom says, your dad's old school like an old Chevette. You're fresh and new like a red Corvette. Your game's so sweet, it's a crepe Suzette. Each time you play, it's all net. So there we see a kid that's playing with rap and spoken word poetry, and we have all kinds of kids who wouldn't claim to be academic, but are going home and scribbling down spoken word poems and performing them for their friends, and even do it in classrooms. And Kwame captures that voice where a kid can say, oh, I know that kid. I want to be that kid. I want to play basketball like that. I want to write a poem like that. Mm-hmm. And this is something that can then introduce us to the bard.
So you know, that doesn't quite sound like Shakespeare, except that, you know, he, of course, is rhyming, and I'm not good enough to recognize at this point whether or not that is Shakespearean pentameter. But talk about what kind of conversations, what happens in the classroom, or what are you hoping that your students will enable to happen in the classroom by bringing a piece of literature like this to
students? That's a great question. But I've been doing this at the university level now for 7 years. And when I was a graduate student, what we find out is when kids study literature, they need to identify how characters are created, what's the setting, what's the theme, and what's the plot. Well, in this one, you have a boy who's playing basketball who has a twin brother that also plays basketball. And their dad was a professional basketball player. So there you have generational tension. How are those characters created? How do we know the voice of Josh versus his brother? How do we know the voice of Josh versus his dad? So we have those kinds of things that are the traditional things that any standard-based education is going to ask kids to identify. And, of course, you can do that with young adult literature, especially if they've read the book.
Yeah. the other side of this too, is that maybe for those kids who do see themselves in Romeo and Juliet or see themselves in Catcher in the Rye, that reading some of these books will introduce them to other kids and other people that they don't otherwise know.
Absolutely. You know, clearly our white audiences need to have more respect for the lives that other people live. They need that window as well, right? If we only show them the window that's of some imaginary world they think they're going to inherit, then we're doing a disservice as well. So it goes both ways. And again, I don't think we're in any danger of losing Shakespeare in the classroom. I don't think we're in any danger of having the Scarlet Letter run away. What we want is kids who are more prepared to read the Scarlet Letter when they encounter it, so that it's not a disappointed experience.
Steve Bickmore is an associate professor in English and education at LSU, and he's organizing a conference on young adult literature that's taking place May 31st through June 5th. Authors at the conference are going to be doing readings at Baton Rouge's main library, and those will be open to everyone. We'll post a link to the schedule for that at wrkf.org. Steve, thanks so much for sharing some of these books with me.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.